Blog Talk Radio.
It's Business Baby with Melissa Amber on Blog Talk Radio. Savvy solutions for your business.
Hello, everyone. We are on live with Blog Talk Radio. And we're here with It's Business Baby. And our guest today is Belinda Weaver, Copyright Matters. And a lot of us, we're on social media. We have our blogs going on. We have all of this stuff that we're doing. We get stuck in copywriting. We don't know what to do, how to do it. Is it too much? Is it not enough? Should we put images? All of these questions surrounding on, you know, content, how we should do it, you know, the whole copywriting question. So we have a Australian best blogger 2014-2015 with us today. Thank you so much, Belinda, for coming on and joining us today with It's Business Baby.
Ah, thanks for inviting me, Melissa. It's a real pleasure to be here.
Absolutely. Tell us a little bit about Belinda and what made you decide, okay, copyright is what you want to put out and, you know, do more of.
Well, I started Copyright Matters as a as my own business in 2009, but before then I was actually working in marketing. So I worked in different size businesses, in corporations, in small businesses, and I was working for one particular business and I started evaluating what the next decade of my life might look like. I wasn't particularly happy in my job and I was starting to think about, yeah, what I wanted to do for the next 10 years and my life. I love doing marketing. And I went to a sales day presentation and there was a copywriter talking about how to write great headlines, which was something of strong interest for me. But then she started talking about running your own business as a copywriter. And it was an amazing moment because I suddenly went, this is how I can have more control over my life, more control over my career. It's not a matter of living the dream and having it all, but I thought this could be an option where I get to do something that I really love doing, marketing and copywriting, but I also get to maybe create a more family-friendly working environment. So basically that's what I did. I started educating myself more about copywriting because although I did copywriting every day, I wrote brochures and websites and ads and all sorts of stuff, I wanted to learn the technical skill behind it. And I built my business quietly up on the side. And then in 2009, in October, I handed my resignation in and set off on my own.
Oh, wow. Well, congrats. So, you know, with all of that, with your background, you were saying, you know, you had that marketing background. How did you feel about, you know, not actually going out to do PR and, you know, stuff like that? And you just decided to, you know, I'm going to stick behind the scenes and, you know, just do copywriting. How did you make that decision?
Well, in actual, copywriting was part of the job that I really loved the most. So although I did a lot of other parts of marketing, I did the strategy, I implemented the strategy, I did the PR, I worked closely with the sales team and all that kind of stuff. Actually, writing the material was my favorite part of the job. So I thought to myself, if I have to choose one part of this job that I do every day, copywriting is it. It was really something that I enjoyed the most. What I found is when I started running my own business, I didn't have to just do copywriting. I actually had to market myself. So I pulled in all my marketing experience, but I also had to do the books, manage my time. I was my own project manager,
right,
bookkeeper, marketer, you know, until I could afford to outsource those tasks. I found that actually doing the writing was only about 50% of what I did as a business owner.
Wow. Okay. Okay. What formula do you use when you're coming up with your headlines? And we know that could be a killer of any type of content that's put out there. And if that headline don't grab someone's attention, you know, pretty much writing to yourself. So how do you prepare? What research? What is it you do to figure out, you know, that killer headline to bring someone in?
Well, I actually have basically a 5-step process, and it really it tunes into this quote that has been around for a long time. You know, ask a lumberjack how long it will take. You know, if they have 5 days to cut down a tree, what will they do? And they say they'll sharpen their axe for four of those days. So writing headlines is no different. You have to put all copywriting, actually. You have to spend a lot of time analyzing and research and thinking. The writing bit is actually the last bit. So what I do is I make sure I understand who it is I'm trying to target. Because to make a headline effective and attention grabbing and all those kind of things, I have to know that I'm trying to get your attention, Melissa. I have to know a lot mm-hmm. about you. I have to know what it is you dream about and what you're frustrated by. I want to know what's causing you big problems right now, because I need to match those big pains with a potential solution. So understanding your audience and what they really care about is really, really critical. Then what I do, that's actually a lot of the thinking time. Then what I do is I use a headline swipe file. And a swipe file is basically where you pinch a lot of really awesome things, like really awesome headlines, and you use them for inspiration. And I do a lot of brainstorming. So I try different headline formulas. I try writing headlines in different ways. I change the order. I maybe go for different emotional triggers. And that's basically the more you write, the better your ideas become. So I do the analysis about who I'm trying to reach, and I work out what they will respond to. Then I brainstorm a lot of different options. And then I have to whittle my list down to maybe the best few. So that's only 3 steps. It's actually 5 steps in the formula, but I won't go into too much detail. But basically, you do a lot of preparation, and the key is to know who you're trying to get the attention of.
Okay. So you've been doing this for a while. So with your process, compared to when you first started to now, I'm sure you know you've perfected it, found some shortcuts and different things of that nature, but do you change up, say, every, you know, quarter? You may say, okay, I did this, or, you know, just through your research process, you find different tips or different solutions, or, you know, just something to help you be more effective with your writing or coming up with your headlines?
Yeah, absolutely. With all my copywriting, I'm constantly listening to podcasts and reading blogs, and I follow a lot of other writers and a lot of other copywriters, and I'm constantly trying to... in the business, we say we don't steal ideas, we get inspired by them. So I'm constantly looking for new tips and techniques that can help me improve my writing. It's definitely not something where you go, okay, well, I've learned it once, that's all I ever need to know. So, yeah, I'm always trying to think, how can I do this a little bit faster? How can I be a little bit more creative? I'll read a blog and go, dang, that's a really good idea. I'm going to work that into my process. So it's an ongoing thing.
Okay. What would you recommend to someone that, you know, is that person, you know, they like to sit, read, they want to get into writing, but just have that, not that they need a push to do it, but just don't quite know how to get started and started, you know, finding that target audience and deciding, okay, what direction do I want to write? What type of audience do I want to capture? What suggestions or recommendations which you have for them?
Well, I think a lot of the challenges that people face with any project, and copywriting is no different, is the beginning. You face the blank page, you've got nothing to go on, and it's a bit scary. It's just a big hump to overcome. And the simple advice is to just start. And that sounds really glib, but what I mean is, make regular time in your calendar. Like, even, you know, the busiest people I know, they actually block time out in their calendar to pay attention to things like their marketing or other projects they need to get started. So you might just block out 30 minutes and go, okay, I'm going to have a good sit down, a good old think about the kind of people that I want to attract to me. And you just kind of maybe write 30 minutes of notes. And it's one of those things that once you start, then your brain sort of goes, oh, okay, I know what we're doing here. And you'll find more and more information coming to the surface. And then once you know who your audience, then think about where they hang out. because then if you go and hang out at the same places, online and offline, you'll find out if you really do know the people that you're trying to target. So if you're trying to target mums, you know, maybe have a look at some forums where mums hang out. Or if you're trying to target small business owners, go to some networking groups and things like that. So just kind of making a little bit of time in your calendar and just sitting down and saying, okay, I'm going to do this for 30 minutes. It's actually just that. That's the first pebble that can get you going. And then, you know, the next steps, you know your audience, you think, okay, well, what kind of marketing do you think, you know, do I think that they might respond to? Is it, will they come to my website or do I need a brochure? And then your marketing strategy follows on from there.
Okay. So would you recommend the same, following the same steps for social media content as well?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when, wherever, if ever your goal is to attract people to your message, then you have to go where those people are and find out what they care about. And that's, you know, on social media, off social media. Social media is becoming a really critical part of not only our research into people, but how we connect and engage with people. So it's a really valuable tool to help you understand the people that you're trying to reach, to see if you are the solution to their problems.
Okay. Okay. We're going to run into a quick break, but, you know, when we come back, I want to hit on some of the challenges of, you know, what people don't see. You know, they see you on Periscope, social media, on your website, and you're putting out all of this wonderful information. But we want to talk about some of the challenges that people don't see of you getting to that point to say, hey, here's, you know, this information.
Right.
So,
no worries.
Yeah, it's that, I call it the pretty ugly. That's that thing nobody don't want to see. So we're going to go to a quick break real quick. And when we come back, we're going to continue with Belinda Weaver with Copyright Matters.
It's time for Tiny Tips with a Huge Impact.
So I have some tiny tips about copywriting, and I think they will transform the way you approach your writing. The first tip is finding out what people really, really care about, because people don't care about you and they don't care about what you do. They care about how their life is going to be impacted. They care about what's in it for them. So, for example, people don't buy running shoes. They buy blister-free fitness. People don't buy a blender. They buy healthy cooking for their family. People don't hire a financial planner. They buy carefree retirement. So these are the big benefits people hope to achieve, and this is what your copywriting and your content needs to talk about more than anything else. My second tip is to use the word you twice as much as words like me, us, I, our. This simple trick makes the reader feel like you're talking just to them. It's incredibly powerful. It's a lot more powerful, a lot more personal, and it's way more effective if you're looking to make a connection that leads to a conversion. My third tip is use a conversational tone of voice. That means stepping away from formal, complex language in the content that you're creating, because it does not make you sound more professional. Write your marketing copy so it sounds just like a real person's talking. It's much easier to read. It converts a lot more effectively. So if you have trouble getting started, start writing as if you're talking to someone in front of you. It will make a difference. So these tiny tips were brought to you by Copyright Matters, and you can head to copyrightmatters.com for copywriting courses, content, and coaching.
We are back with It's Business, Baby, and we're on with Belinda Weaver, the top voted, one of the top bloggers 2014-2015 from Australia. So, Belinda, before we left off, we wanted to hit on a couple of points of that challenge behind the scenes, that pretty ugly that nobody, you know, sees or you know what you have to go through to present the information and get all the content together for them. So share some of those challenges and your solutions to get through those challenges so you won't be so bogged down and get discouraged.
Well, I guess one of the things it's important to realize is when you look at people who are creating lots of content, for example, I write a weekly blog on my website. I also guest post on some other, you know, marketing and copywriting and on their blogs. I do weekly Periscopes, which is live streaming. I'm on social media, Google Plus, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. I create SlideShare presentations. I create YouTube tutorials. You know, this is a lot of stuff going on. And if you just go to my website and you look at all this stuff happening and you find me online, it can be overwhelming because you think, I can't do all that. And that's exactly what I used to think when I first started. I was like, oh, my God, all these people are at the top of their game. How can I possibly create ebooks and videos and blog? And it just, you can very quickly talk yourself out of doing anything at all. So it's really important to realize the people who look like they're doing everything, they start with one thing and then they build on it. So I just started with a Facebook page, and I just shared copywriting tips on that Facebook page. And then when I kind of got the hang of social media, I was like, okay, well, I'm ready for Twitter now. And then I started doing Twitter as well. And then I started writing a blog. And then at each time, I've kind of got the hang of what I'm doing and I've integrated it into my working week. Then I'm ready to add something else. But it's better to do one thing and do it really, really well than trying to do a lot of things and doing them quite badly. So that's the first thing. The first challenge is feeling overwhelmed by what other people are doing. You can really paint yourself into a corner when you pay too much attention to what other people are doing.
Awesome. Okay. So how would
I was just going to say, you know, your other challenges are things like time management because, you know, I mentioned to you, Melissa, I have a toddler, so I'm working around a small child, and I used to have 8 or more hours at my disposal during the day to just work and work and work. It's all about balancing your priorities because, of course, when I had more time to work, I just worked more. I didn't necessarily achieve more. So the other big challenge is making sure that you balance your personal life goals with your business life goals because work isn't everything.
Absolutely, right. And that's exactly what I was going to ask you about the time management because of your toddler and how do you manage that. So I'm glad you shared that because, you know, we have, you know, moms that's listening and is, you know, okay, I can't do nothing because they're mommy. And just finding that time or either make them a part of your process, you know, depending on the age group, you know, sit them next to you with whatever their thing is. They got their own thing. And, you know, kind of put them in their thing and, you know, that's a way to possibly get them there in the space with you and you can still, you know, probably get some things done.
And I mean, how I manage it is it took me quite a few months to rein my expectations in because I was still scheduling about 10 hours work for myself. When I don't have anywhere near that time. So you've got to be really realistic about what you can actually get achieved. Because if you try and put too many things on your to-do list, you just end up feeling like a failure. So it's up to you to be realistic and practical about what you can get achieved in a day and when you can get it done. And then, as you say, you know, work out these nice little pockets of time and don't be afraid to ask for help when you need to get some stuff done and you need maybe some quiet time. I'm a big fan of Play-Doh. We do a lot of Play-Doh. So I found that I can actually put my laptop on the table and play Play-Doh with my daughter and actually get a little bit of work done. And it's really quite meditative to have a handful of Play-Doh while I'm thinking. You know, I'm not necessarily doing a lot of typing, but if I have to brainstorm a few ideas, I can do that while I'm playing Play-Doh or doing some painting or stuff like that. And the other thing I've taken a, a strong approach to is meditation. So I actually get up in the morning and I do some meditation before my daughter gets up and my husband gets up. And that gives me this really centered me time. I get to have a nice hot cup of tea that I get to finish. I meditate and then I can start the day thinking, well, I've had some me time now. It gives me a little bit more patience. And it means that actually when I need to focus on other parts of my life, my friends, my husband, my daughter, me, then I can focus on those things. And when I need to work, I've got the skills to just focus in on work, even if it's only for 10 or 20 minutes at a time.
Wow. Wow. That's huge. So I know a lot of people needed to hear that. So the time management is just so important. Do you have a schedule that you create for yourself or a template? Say, you know, you're doing social media this day, you're going to do your blogs, you know, all the things that you have going on to manage your time and, like you said, personal and business to say, you know, what you're going to do each day. One, so you can produce everything that you have to produce without trying to fit everything in on one day.
I think that is a champion idea. It is really, really smart. A lot of the really smart people I know do that. I would love to say that I do that. I used to do that. I used to. But I find my availability now is a lot more random. So I don't have that structure in my week where I can say, okay, Monday is when I do my podcast notes. Tuesday is when I write my blog. I think it's a very, very smart strategy, and I absolutely recommend people do it. If you have regular time, then break down the things you get done. And that kind of thing also helps you focus because you're not going, oh, what am I doing? Am I doing emails? Am I doing social media? Am I writing my blog? You're like, bang, it's Tuesday. I'm writing my blog now. So, yeah, it's a brilliant strategy. I just don't do it.
But what you're doing works for you.
Putting my hands up there.
But you figured out a plan what works for you. Because everybody's plan don't, you know, it's not saying it won't work, but just for you at the moment, it may not. So you figured out your plan.
That's right.
You know, have everything scheduled out. So, you know, it works for you. So we have a call on the line. But that's what helps you is, you know, creating your list. And that's whether, you know, you want to open up a Word document and just, you know, put some stuff down. You got a whiteboard, a tablet, whatever, your cell phone, you know, jot down, you know, stuff that comes to you. Yeah. So in recording too, you know, I recommend recording to a lot of people. You know, if you're driving and you can't pull over, hit that record button and just record yourself and jot it down later. Listen to it later.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah. Actually, one thing I do use, I have something called Aquanotes in my shower. They're waterproof notes because I get a lot of good ideas in the shower. So I have a waterproof notepad in my shower to capture those ones.
Wow, I never heard of Aquanotes.
Yeah, brilliant. Oh, wow. I love them.
So it's waterproof notes where you can write in the shower and it doesn't smear or any of that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there you go. It's business, baby. Aqua notes. So if the water gets you, you know, your stimulation cells moving, then get in the shower and get aqua notes. There we go.
Yep, that's right.
Okay. Wow. Okay. We have a caller. I'm going to open up the lines to see if we have any questions or comments. Caller, you're live. If you have any questions for Belinda. Hello.
I'm still here.
Okay. Well, I guess they don't have any questions or anything. It sounds like they were trying to connect to the line.
And challenge me, but maybe they're still warming up.
Oh, what was the challenge? I'm curious.
Sorry, say that again.
What was the challenge?
No, you have to say that one more time. Sorry, what is the?
Okay. What was the challenge? You said you had people challenging you.
Oh, right. Sorry. I thought people who would be calling in would be trying to stump me with their copywriting challenges, and I was ready. I'm ready to help people through their challenges.
Right. You know, I was looking at the comments, even on Twitter, you know, people commenting and, you know, hoping that they would go ahead and call in. But, I mean, because copywriting is, you know, one of them things that if we're not fearful of it, is, you know, what do we do? You know, even me, myself, you know, with that's one of my challenges of, you know, writing. I'm not a writer, but I have to focus in and say, okay, Melissa, you got to do this. You got to put this out. You need to write a blog. You need to do your posting. Mm-hmm. So it's a challenge. I'm kind of getting through it, but, you know, it's one of the things that's going to take me some time.
I think one of the – it's not an uncommon thing, and even copywriters battle with the blank page. It's not – you know, some people who maybe write fiction, have a real love of writing, they find it comes quite naturally to them, but that doesn't necessarily mean they're great writers. I speak to a lot of business owners and bloggers and stuff who just sort of go, I'm just like you, Melissa, I'm not a good writer. I'm not a writer. And one of the things I try and on a personal level – do is really cut out the negative self-talk around that, because you're doing it. You are a writer because you are doing it. So, you know, it's about taking away that mental block that says, I'm not very good at this, because that really makes it difficult for you to start. And you know, the more you practice and the more you do it, the better you get. It's as simple as that. It's a skill like any other. And so I encourage more people to jump to the keyboard and take up the pen and say, I am a writer and I'm going to do this because I can and I'll get better.
Right, right. And that's pretty much where I am. That's exactly where I am is, you know, I'm going to do this and I'm going to get better at it. And, you know, even others that I've talked to is don't be shy or embarrassed about it, because if you don't ask the question, you don't do your research, or you don't try, you're never going to learn. So if
yeah,
you put something
exactly
out that's
right.
bad, you're like, ooh, okay, well, maybe I shouldn't have put that out. And you look at why, you know. Maybe, you know, they didn't catch
yeah.
me because of whatever reason.
And, you know, when I first started writing my blog, I read back on those early posts and go, ooh, well, they're not really that great. But you move on, you get better, you get more confident, you get more experience. And if, you know, people who are interested in writing their own content, a big tip I have is to just start reading more content, reading blogs, listening to podcasts that talk about writing and copywriting and marketing, because all that mm-hmm. information goes into your brain and it swirls around, and it will help you become a better writer and marketer more quickly. That's what I mm-hmm. do all the time. Just start absorbing as much information as you can and start practicing it as often as you can. It's like it sounds really simple, but that really is all there is to it. Learn and do.
Well, no, you're right. You're right. So let's talk about your podcast, because I know that you do, you know, you have a podcast. What can they expect, you know, from your podcast compared to your blog, compared to your Periscope? You know, you have those different platforms, so.
Yeah. Well, the podcast is I co-host with another copywriter, Kate Toon, and what we're trying to do with that is probably quite similar to what we do on our respective blogs. We talk about copywriting, and we divide the tips that we give each week into three categories. We talk about copywriting techniques, specific copywriting techniques. We talk about copywriting processes, so, you know, processes around writing and also running a business as a copywriter. And then we focus on specific business elements of being a copywriter. So we have a lot of listeners who are copywriters or want to become copywriters, and that's great content for them. But if you're interested in copywriting, then the copywriting techniques are also super useful. Now, the difference between, I think, the general feel to the podcast as opposed to my blog and the Periscopes, it isn't that drastically different, because my personality kind of comes through them all, and Kate's as well. We have a real giggle on the podcast, and we actually put outtakes at the end, because there's inevitably one moment where we're just laughing too much and we have to stop the recording and we have to keep going. But, you know, I like to have fun on the blog. I like to make it casual, but I like to make it really educational. And on the Periscopes, I generally talk about what I've talked about on the blog. So the content at its heart isn't a lot of difference. There isn't a lot of difference. But on Periscope, you get to see me and my face. And I often have a cheeky glass of wine off to the side and my dog's coming in. And so when you watch me on Periscope, I'm talking about the same thing that I might have talked about on my blog, but you get to see me and my life. And I'm making a lot more personal connections with people. But, you know, at the heart, it's the same kind of vibe and the same content, just slightly different for different platforms.
Okay. Okay. Well, we had another caller pop up, so I'm going to open the lines and see if we have this caller that's not going to be so shy and want to go ahead and join the call.
Great stuff.
Yeah. Hello, caller. Are you there? Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Hello. This is Benny Andrews.
Hello, Benny. How are you?
I am awesome. How are you doing today?
Wonderful. So you have any questions for Belinda?
I do. I'm actually just getting on. I was trying to get on the Internet. It wouldn't allow me. So I haven't heard much of the interview, but I would love to get more knowledge on copywriting because I have a few things I want to get copywritten, and I want to know, you know, how long does the process take and, you know, things like that.
Oh, like what it's like to work with a copywriter?
Well, of course, I have a couple of scripts I want to get copywritten, and also I have a few brands, a few things I want to brand, and I want to get that copywritten as well.
Okay, so I just want to clarify. Are you meaning copyright as in protection of your idea?
Exactly.
Oh, okay. This is where a little point of confusion that a lot of people get caught up on, because I'm actually a copywriter in terms of marketing copy. So copy is like the industry jargon for the words you use to business or yourself or an idea. So it's the words in a brochure, the words on a website, the words on a billboard, all of those are called copy. So that's what I write. Like, I physically write those words for other people.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I think the copyright you're talking about is more like trademarking or IP, protecting your idea so that other people can't steal it. And it is easily confused, but what I do is as a copywriter is copywrit. And the copyright you're talking about is copyright.
Oh, okay.
So I would love to help, but I'm afraid I'm not very good with intellectual property. That's not my specialty, but I do get asked about it all the time.
Well, sorry about that.
And we get the one caller and I can't help.
Well, you like you say, if you're writing scripts or anything, do you have any, you know, questions about, you know, the script writing or anything, or you're good on that?
On the script writing, well, I could definitely always use some tips. You know, I'm still in the learning stages.
Well, I guess the only script writing, I congratulate you on having a couple of scripts. That's really amazing. This is not an area of expertise for me. I've written some video scripts for marketing, for product launches and things like that, which I imagine is quite different, telling quite a different story to what you're telling. So I just, you know, want to commend you and applaud you for having a couple in the bag.
Well, thank
Sounds
you.
Exciting.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay. Well, sorry, we couldn't help you, Beanie.
Oh, no problem. You know, I'm always tuned in. I love you guys.
All right, thank you so much. Belinda, so do you want to, let's go ahead and let everyone know, one, how they could continue to listen to you, how they could get in touch with you, and just stay connected with you and, you know, read all the awesome material that you have. And I believe on your website, I saw you have some courses as well. If you want to share some information about your copyright course.
Oh, fantastic. You know, and I would love for people to find me on social media and say hi. So I'm always kind of mooching around Facebook and Twitter, Google Plus and LinkedIn. So if you search for Belinda Weaver, you look for my ginger hair, or you look for Copyright Matters, you can go to my website. That's probably a great little hub to start off with, and that's copyrightmasters.com. And as you said, there I've got some copywriting courses. I have a big copywriting masterclass about to open on the 24th. So if you're interested in learning the technical skill of copywriting, that's definitely one to look into, and that'll be opening on Feb 24th. But I also have an SEO writing course, and to help you woo Google and win customers. And I have a free copywriting mini course, and that might get people's attention that don't, you know, love some free stuff. So if you go to my website, copyrightmatters.com, and you go to the courses page, you'll actually see the free copywriting mini course. And then I have stacks of free content on the blog. You know, I have a weekly blog. I post the podcast, which is called Hot Copy Podcast. And you can find that on iTunes, and we publish every 2 weeks. What else? I have video tutorials on YouTube, and then I'm also on Periscope. Basically, I try and give away as much advice about copywriting as I can possibly fit into my schedule. So if you're looking for, you know, loads of free stuff, then just head to my website. There's stacks and stacks of it there.
Well, that is awesome, and I can say I am one of those that get the emails of your information, and it's very, I can firsthand say it's very informative, and that I'm just continually getting them. I have not unsubscribed yet, so forgive me if I might be a stalker, but I like your information.
No, I love it. I love some stalker. Love me stalker.
So I can definitely say that, you know, the information that you do put out, it's very useful. Even if it's nothing that interests me or going in the direction that I'm going in, it's something in there like, oh, I wouldn't have thought to do that. But, you know,
awesome.
It's that thing
That's
of
perfect.
Like thinking out the box. Yeah.
Yeah, and I like to think if I could give people even just one actionable tip, then I love that. Just that maybe that little, as you said, like, oh, I wouldn't have thought to do that. And then I feel like my job's done for that moment.
Okay, well, I see so many of I wouldn't have thought to do that. So there you go. So, you know, everybody that's listening, you know, be sure that you continue to follow Belinda on all the social media, Facebook, Twitter, Periscope. Just continue to follow her, support by going on the website, copyrightmatters.com. You know, look at the information, become a subscriber, and, oh, your YouTube channel as well. You know, be sure you subscribe on the YouTube channel. You can catch her videos there with informative information. And, you know, like you say, you can just see her in her life with, you know, the dogs, the kids, husband probably fly by every once in a while. And, you know, just have the video. So, and having that relaxed moment of you just sharing information, not, you know, that business, that's the reality of it. It's the reality. You're a mom, you're a wife, you're at home, you have a dog. Hey, this is the reality of it. Let's relax. When we work, we could do more things when we're relaxed.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And you know what? It's not unprofessional. It's all, you know, when the people I talk to and my students and my clients, they don't see behind, like, some of the madness that goes on behind the screen. It's all very professional. So people don't need to be ashamed of their life happening with their business.
Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, you know, this show here is live. We had babies screaming. I was like, you know, people yelling, hey, stop screaming, I'm on the radio. Well, it's live. Life happens.
I love it. That's
life
right.
happens. So thank you so much for coming on with It's Business Baby and chatting with us and sharing your tips, being a part of Tiny Tips. We just love it. I mean, so much information. And hopefully you'll continue to be a listener and possibly come back on and, you know, continue sharing some of your copywriting information and, you know, letting our listeners know you're still around.
Excellent. I would love that. I thank you so much for inviting me on. It was a real pleasure to chat.
Absolutely. And if you haven't heard the entire show, you want to come back and listen to it, always go to www.blogtalkradio.com/ IBB. It's business, baby. We're on Twitter. We're on Facebook. If you have any questions, hashtag just ask IBB, hashtag savvy, hashtag solutions. We have those solutions for you. Just ask us the question. And if we don't have someone on to give you that answer, we will get it for you. Stay connected. It's business, baby.